Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parsha Pekudei. So I wanted to share with you a general concept with Pekudei, and then I'm going to share with you a vort that's connected with Parsha Pekudei, but perhaps also connected with Purim. So we know that the division of Parshas was structured in such a way, so we should finish the Torah once a year. But of course we know that everything is b'hashgacha pratis, and the division of Parshas were done by great people and adopted as the minhag of Klal Yisrael. In fact, this became the universal minhag. There was a time in Klal Yisrael where the minhag in some places was to finish the Torah once in 3 years, and other places once a year. Now everyone finishes it once a year, so this is the way it's done. And therefore it has significance, and it has importance and lessons that we can learn from the division of the Parshias and the names of the Parshias. So with regard to this week's Parsha, Pekudei is often together with Vayakel, last week's Parsha. This year it's not, it's Vayakel and Pekudei. Either way, however, Vayakel and Pekudei are two different Parshas. Now they come in continuation of Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, and the beginning of Kisiso, where Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu with regard to the building of the Mishkan. So what happens is as follows. We have the division of the Parshas in the following way. Truma is when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to ask the Yidden to give a donation to the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan, instructions of what to build, how to build, the structure, the vessels, and so on. Parshas Tetzaveh is the same idea, but it's more Hashem commanding about the Bigdei Kohuna, the clothes of the Kohanim, and the instruction of some of the Korbanis, and also the Mizbeach Hazov. The beginning of Parshas Kisisa also talks about some of the donation of the Machzis HaShekel and the building of the Kiyar, the basin. And that ends sort of the instruction of Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu to give the resources and to donate the resources and to how to design the whole thing. Parshas Vayakel is when Moshe Rabbeinu gathers together the Yidden and communicates to them the design and the instruction to donate to the building of the Mishkan, and how the Yidden actually got to work. They donated. There was too much resources. It was an amazing donation, amazing collection, and so on and so forth. And then we have Parshas Pekudei, and Parshas Pekudei is the final audit. How Moshe Rabbeinu tallies up all the resources that were actually given towards the Mishkan, and then He anoints the various vessels and goes into the Mishkan and brings down the Shechinah. And then he gives, once the Shechinah descends and a fire came down, he gave a bracha to the Yidden that the Shechinah should always rest in the activity of their work, and so on and so forth. So that's kind of the division of how it works. Now the idea behind this is as follows. Actually, this is a formula for the way we serve Hashem in general. So, in Parshas Pekudei, we said that they anointed the kelim, they brought korbanis, and they brought down the Shechinah. Kavoy, as the pasuk says, "Kavoyed Hashem mole es haMishkan." The glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan. So, how does it all work? We know there's two concepts mentioned in Kabbalah. The one concept is called Isarusa de la'ela, which means an awakening from above, when Hashem inspires us and gives us the power to serve Him. There are times then where we have what's called Isarusa de la Tata, where we take initiative and we begin the process of serving Hashem. And generally the way it works is in the following way. To kickstart the process of how we serve Hashem, there needs to be an initial Isarusa de la Eila, an initial awakening from above. Now, sometimes that awakening from above is full-blown, like, for example, when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, we know that whole process was something they couldn't do on their own, and the whole process was Hashem schlepping them out of Mitzrayim. Sometimes this Rusa del Eila is just a kickstart. Hashem sends us some inspiration, Hashem gives us the mitzvah, Hashem gives us the koyach, but really we have to do the main thing, and that's sort of emphasized more in the Avodah of Tshuva around Elul and Rosh Hashanah and so on, but there always has to be Isarusa de la Eila, an awakening from above that comes before the mitzvah. Then we have the mitzvahs that we do, and the Avodas Hashem that we carry out, where we do the mitzvah, and we we take initiative and we serve Hashem and we refine ourselves and we push ourselves beyond our comfort zone and we do whatever we do to surrender to Hashem's will, and we daven and we learn and we keep mitzvahs. What is so that's Isarusa Dratat, that's an awakening from above. It's an our initiative that we take. What does that bring? It brings a response. We know every mitzvah brings a special revelation of Hashem into the world. Every time we learn Torah, we connect to Hashem. Every mitzvah specifically brings a different type of what we call Gilui Elokus, a different type of revelation from Hashem into the world. However, there's a huge difference between, so it goes like this, it goes Isarusa de la Tata, awakening, Isarusa de la Ela, sorry, awakening from above, which gives the power to do Isarusa de la Tata, awakening from below, which then brings a response again of Isarusa de la Ela from above. So what's the difference between the first awakening from above and the second awakening from above? Well, it works is as follows. When Hashem wants us to serve, Hashem doesn't want to do the work for us. So generally speaking, Hashem will kickstart the process, will give us the koyach, the power to serve Him. But that power is a minimal sort of inspiration just to get us started to do the work. Then Hashem asks us to do the mitzvahs, to learn Torah, to daven, to learn, and so on. And that's what we do. When we do that, we bring about a response from Hashem. But that response from Hashem is a revelation which Hashem gives us as a gift of something we cannot achieve on our own. So Hashem will give us, He will, when we do a mitzvah, we create right away a connection. But then Hashem responds with a disproportionate revelation. He responds with something that it's impossible for us to achieve. But He only gives it to us once we do our job. So an example for this would be like the formula of Pesach, first day Pesach, and then Sfiras Omer, and then Shavuos. So first day Pesach, we know we don't count the Omer, because first day Pesach is all about Hashem redeeming us from Mitzrayim. It's the awakening from above. Then we go into Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is all about us working on ourselves, refining ourselves, and Sfiras Omer is for 40 days. And then comes the 50th day. What is the 50th day? So Chazal tell us, and it's brought down in many, many Sfarim and in works of Hasidus and so on, that there's 49 levels of Kedusha, which a human being can possibly reach with their own Avodas Hashem. The 50th level is unreachable. The 50th level is unattainable. Only it can be given as a gift from Hashem. It's not something that a person can achieve. So Shavuos is number 50, and Shavuos represents that gift from Hashem that is disproportionate and is out of the human reach and is transcendent and can not possibly be achieved by the human being. But when does Hashem give it? Only after we have achieved the levels of 50, the 49 levels that we can achieve. This, therefore, is the division of the parshias. Truma Tetzaveh and the beginning of Kisisa is Hashem's instruction to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the beginning. That's the Sarusa de Le'ela. Vayakel is the Sarusa de la Tata. It's what we need to do. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us instruction and we get to work. We get to work to actually donate, participate, and build the Mishkan. And then that finishes the Pasha. And then comes Pasha's Pekudei, is the Shekhinah coming down. You know, Pasha's Pekudei represents that response from above, post our Avodah, after we've done what we can, which is a completely transcendent and disproportionate response, something that we cannot explain, we cannot achieve on our own. It's Ukvoid Hashem Mole Samishkan, the glory of Hashem descends and comes into the world. But that's why Pekudei is separate to Vayakel, because Pekudei is that second response from above, which is so much higher than the first one, and it is completely transcendent and beyond human achievement, but only comes after we do what we can do. And that's the division of the parshas. One idea that I wanted to share with you is about the description of the Big Day Kohuna, the priestly garments. And one of them that's mentioned in Parshat Tetzaveh, but also mentioned in this week's parsha, is about the me'il, the sort of coat or cloak that the Kohen Gadol wore. And it had pa'amoinim, it had pomegranates, or was decoration of pomegranates at the bottom, at the hem, and also had pa'amoinim, had bells. So machloikas between the Rishonim, if the bells and the pomegranates were separate, or the bell and the pomegranate were sort of come together. But then the bottom line is that the Kohen Gadol, when he walked into the Beis Hamikdash with the bells, there was a tremendous amount of noise that he made. And the idea, what is the idea behind this noise? And why is it dafka at the bottom of the Me'il? So we know, and this is connected with Purim, because Purim on some level is the festival of noise. We make ragger, we bang haman, make a lot of noise. So we know that in davening every single day, we talk about the malachim who serve Hashem. Some malachim say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Other malachim say baruch kvod Hashem mimim koimoi. Now when it comes to the malachim, those are the high malachim, the shrafim, the very, very pure malachim. When they say kadosh, it says they praise Hashem b'sofa, b'nachas ruach, calmly, b'sofa, b'rura, when imo kadosh, so pleasantly, and they say kadosh. When it comes to the lower level of malachim, that v'hoifanim v'chayis ha-kodesh, right, it says there, they rise up, b'rash gadol, with a tremendous noise, and they say, baruch kved Hashem v'makoyim. What's the idea? Noise is a symbol of resistance. Noise is a symbol of struggle. To give you a little bit of an example, if you burn a wick with oil, it burns very calmly. If you light something that's got moisture or water, it crackles because there's something resisting the fire. In serving Hashem, very great tzaddikim, they serve Hashem much calmly. Why? Because there's no resistance. They're just on the same page. And they serve Hashem in a very calm way. However, there are Jews who are much lower than that and have a very strong Yetzirah and have a lot of struggles, inner struggles, spiritual struggles. And they serve Hashem b'ra'ash gadol with a lot of noise because there's resistance. We say that on one hand, of course, the purity of those that serve Hashem calmly is because at such a high level there's no resistance. So of course, on the purity level, they're higher. But there's something extremely special and strong and deep about the ones who have to serve Hashem with a lot of noise because they have to overcome struggle. And overcoming struggle is a tremendous, tremendous madrega. Purim is the greatest festival. Purim is the greatest chag. But Purim is when Hashem was hidden. Purim is the yontif of struggle. Purim, the Yidden had to discover Hashem on their own. There's no Hashem's name in the Megillah. We have to work hard to struggle it. Purim is the festival of noise. That's also why it's the greatest simcha. Because when they're overcoming that noise, you're discovering Hashem when there's resistance is even greater than when there's no struggle. And that's the symbol of the Kohen Gadol, who the Kohen Gadol represented all the Yidden. And he represented every single Yid, including the Yid who was struggling, including the Yid who had to make a lot of noise. And that's why he wore the bells when he came into the Beis HaMikdash. He made a tremendous commotion because the Kohen Gadol was a great tzaddik, a pure tzaddik. But he wasn't only bringing with himself the great Yidden, he was bringing himself all Yidden, even the ones that make noise. So the point of this is the greatness of the Jew that needs to make noise, the lower madrega of the malach, the lower madrega of struggle, and having to overcome difficulty and resistance. And that's a very, very special and great thing and a very integral part of the Mishkan and also the lesson that we learn from Purim. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.